B'siyata d'shmaya, Adonai's fasai tiftach, ufi agid tehilasecha. One of the six constant mitzvahs is the mitzvah to love Hashem. It is difficult sometimes to fulfill this mitzvah of loving Hashem because I don't see Hashem, I don't hear Hashem, and in many ways it's hard for me to relate to Hashem, this abstract figure. How do I come to loving Hashem? The Rambam writes that the way we come to loving Hashem is by taking note of the things that He has created and admiring them. And doing so will bring us to loving the Creator, the One who created all those things. As we've previously discussed, when one's approach towards Hashem is one of, you owe me, then of course we do not particularly feel grateful for the blessings that He sends us. And why should we feel reason to love Him? Whereas when one lives the Emunah approach and one internalizes Hashem doesn't owe me anything, and if I take note at the countless blessings in my life and internalize that each one of them is actually a gift from Hashem. When someone gives you a gift, you appreciate it. And when they give you enough gifts, just for no reason at all, just because they love you, that certainly is an incentive to love them back. Thank you, Hashem, for all the tremendous gifts that you've given me. Let's start with my eyes, because we've just learned that one of the ways that I can come to love you is by taking note, appreciating, and admiring your creations. By having given me eyes, Hashem, you have now enabled me to be able to see and take note and appreciate and admire your incredible creations, be it a beautiful sunset, the countless stars in the sky, the many animals that you've created with such great wisdom, all the many miracles that exist in a human being, which I see so many of. Thank you, Hashem, for these incredible eyes to be able to see your incredible creations and thereby come to love you. Hashem, thank you so much for all the incredible gifts that you've given me. The fact that I can hear is not something you owe me. What a gift to be able to hear with these ears that you've given me and thereby be able to have a conversation and a relationship with another human being. You know, Hashem, I would like to imagine for myself for a moment that I cannot hear. And I experienced many years being deaf. And suddenly you come and offer me a gift where I will be able to hear. In that situation, if I was able to, I would come and hug and kiss you for such a tremendous gift. The truth of the matter is that you've given me a greater gift than that, because you created me that right from the time I was born, I didn't even have to suffer one day without hearing. Hashem, you have taught us your perspective in many Torah sources that one of the most severe transgressions is to talk Loshon Hara and gossip about other people. And just as severe as it is to talk Lashon Hara is the transgression of listening to somebody else talk Lashon Hara. Now, if you wanted to, you could have created a world where Lashon Hara didn't exist. But in your great kindness, you gave me the opportunity to earn my place in the next world, to enjoy your goodness eternally. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me ears where I do have the ability to potentially listen to Lashon Hara, and I now have the choice to opt not to listen to the Lashon Hara that is being spoken, whereby I would be performing one of the greatest mitzvahs that can exist. And if I didn't have ears and the ability to hear, I would not be able to perform this mitzvah. Please, Hashem, help me not to be ungrateful, but rather to notice all the tremendous gifts that you give me and thereby sincerely be able to say to you, I love you, Hashem.